Come on. Do your thing, Big Daddy. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. Grateful for it. Comes with a huge amount of responsibility. I didn't really know I was going to have to be this responsible. You know, can I share something with y'all? You know, I started out till finally I had gotten on track and was able to see a way to even pursue my dream. It has been a long trip that I've been on, and I've gone through so many phases of it. It is rewarding along the way to accomplish your dreams. What I'm saying is this. Let me put it together because I got so much running through my head right now. You know, it's one thing to accomplish your dreams, but there's joy in the process of achieving it. See, some people are so caught up in the goal, the final goal, that they find no joy, no enjoyment in the process. If you have found what it is you want to do and you strike out on that journey, please understand you are far more blessed than the average person. Do you understand that? To know what it is you really want to do, to find your work in life, your purpose, to find out what direction you want to go in is such a blessing. The average person, if you sit down and talk to them, oftentimes don't have their life on track. And it'd be some people that you looking at, you think got it going on because of their appearance, their swagger. Oh, they walk like it. They talk like it. They look like it. But if you sit down and talk to the average person, man, does not know what their purpose is, has not discovered what they want to do, and have no idea how to get there. If you are on the other side of that, if you understand your purpose, if you have an idea of what you want to be, and you are on your way there, you are truly blessed. And in that blessing, you must recognize it as a blessing. You must recognize the fact that you are on the right side, and that there should be a sense of accomplishment and a feeling of pride in you that you are on track to accomplish your goal. See, what used to happen was sometimes I used to keep my nose so on the grindstone that I wouldn't even look up and realize, man, hey, man, I know you're trying to get here, but Steve, hold on, man. Can't you see what you've done so far? Can't you find just some joy in the process? See, a lot of us lose the joy of the blessings God has given us because we looking at the end, talking about, I ain't there yet. You on your way. I'm going to give you an example. I had a friend who told me that they wanted to be a millionaire, and they asked me some questions, and I told them. So they started the process, and I am telling you, this dude works extremely hard. So about a year later, we were talking. He had found this business. He had set his goal, and he was working towards it. And I checked him about a year. Then about 2 years later, I ran up into him again. We were talking about it and everything. He said, man, really, really appreciate the advice. He said, man, but this is all jacked up, man, because I still ain't made that million I was talking about. I said, well, hey, man, just keep at it. It's coming. He said, man, keep at it. Man, you know how long I've been doing this? And I got quiet because, yeah, I know exactly how long you've been doing. Been 2 years now. And I didn't say that to him, but I said to myself, yeah, 2 years. He said, man, I've been grinding so long, man, it ain't happening for me. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on. I said, about how much you making right now a year? Man, about $250,000. I quit breathing. I said, well, my man, 2 years ago, you didn't have a clue. 2 years later, you making $250,000? I said, man, do you understand how blessed you are? I said, man, your family was about to get put out 2 years ago. You done bought a house? Yeah, man, but this ain't the house I really want. Whoa, partner. Whoa, I got that. The house you really want might cost $5-8 million. I don't know. But, man, y'all got a house. You making the payments. You drive it. You ain't out no more. I said, hold on, man, you got to stop. I said, man, because right now, man, you coming across as real ungrateful to me. So I know God, who has done all this for you, got to be looking at you with his arms folded. But then he God, so he probably handling it all together different. I was just speculating with him. And so he said, man, why you tripping like that, man? Man, you act like don't nobody want to have nothing but you. I said, whoa, man, where you going with this conversation? I said, oh, I didn't come to you. I just came to you and asked you how you doing. And I'm trying to point out to you that the journey that you started on, that you are on your way and you are in the process of accomplishing your goals. And can you not feel some joy and some pleasure in your accomplishment? Quit tripping on the fact that you ain't made the million yet. You on your way. You done went from, he thought this dude was making $15,000 a year. You making $250,000 in 2 years, man. Come on, man. Can't you see? Can't you see? So he said eventually, man, I kind of see what you're saying, but that ain't about nothing to me because I ran up into him a year and a half later. How you doing, man? Man, I sure wish I'd appreciated my life when I had it like that. I said, what you mean had it like that? Man, I just fell on some hard times, man. I'm right back where I was. And then we talked. I said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I said, once you know how to accomplish something, I said, you just reapply the same principles and start on over again. Man, you know how hard it is to be to start over? Okay, my man, hold up, partner. You finna do yourself like this again? First, you wasn't grateful for what you had. Now you're looking at the fact that you might have to start over, and you know how hard it is to start over. But you have the knowledge, the principles, and you got a little bit of money to go on and get it going again. I said, man, don't keep doing this to yourself. I said, man, you ain't grateful no matter what God do for you. So what you need to do, partner, stop, reassess yourself. The fact that you were not grateful in the first place, could that be the reason where, you know, man, maybe. I'm not calling it because I ain't God. I do not know how he think, nor do I claim to know. But let's just imagine for a moment. Let's just say maybe for a moment. Maybe God said, okay, you ain't happy with this? Okay, didn't handle it your way. You obviously ain't happy with the way I'm bringing it into your life. You want to handle it your way? Go ahead and handle it. Because he will let you have it your way. Can I tell you that? He will let you do it exactly the way you want to it because he gives us all the power of choice. So then maybe he said, okay, you don't appreciate the way I'm doing it. You don't like the favor I'm showing you. You think it's taking too long. I'm going to let you do it your way. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm just going to let you do it your way. Just say maybe he said that. And now he right back where he was. So what I tried to get the young cat to understand was, man, appreciate your life for what it is. Because like Life Jennings got that song that he got out off this album, I Still Believe. It could have been worse. And now that it is worse, what's on your mind now? Folks, if you are on that side of life where you have figured out what you want to do, you know how you're going to get there, and you know your purpose, you're accomplishing what the majority of people never, ever do. So be grateful for your process. Be grateful for the fact that you ain't got what you want yet everything, but you are on your way to getting it. There is some gratitude that has to be shown in that regard, okay? Don't tumble yourself. Don't throw yourself off the cliff. It's going to be all right. Success takes a measure of time. It is not easy. If success were easy, everybody would be successful. Usually the difference between people who are successful and people who are not is that the successful people never gave up. You got to stay with it. Please be encouraged. If you stay with it, if you never give up, God will bring you through. That's a 100% for sure, because that's his promise. Now, if we could just keep our end of the bargain, that's the trick. All right, y'all. I'm sorry this morning if I sounded a little all over the place and a little jumbled, but that's how it came to me. So, you know, y'all keep your head up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Uncle Steve is traveling back from Miss Universe. Oh, dear. We'll talk about that shortly. He's traveling back, him and Junior. But me and the girls, as always, holding it down. Top, 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 top. Top of the morning to the whole world that's listening. And top of the beautiful ladies, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, nephew. You're in a good mood today.
Yeah.
Love to hear that. Happy Monday to you. Good morning, Carla. And Junior's with your uncle, of course. And yeah, he wrote some of the show yesterday. You guys get to see some. Well, we'll talk as soon as you're introduced.
Yeah, Carla Farrell, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, crew. What's up, nephew? Holding it down. My girl, Shirley Strawberry. Hey. Happy Monday to you. And yes, we did watch the Miss Universe pageant. Shirley and I were on the phone. You
know, the whole time?
You know, we do that during shows and award shows. Yeah, and pageants.
But Steve did great, right?
He was fantastic.
He did great. He was a little slower because he was reading everything four times
You better know it.
And when Miss Philippines from last year, when she gave him the glasses right before he read the winner, that was really funny.
That was really cute.
That was funny. That was a good bit.
He did a great job. He really did.
I thought Miss Haiti was going to win the whole
thing. Oh, God.
She was drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, I said Miss France, though. I was surely not on the phone. Yeah. I said Miss France got it.
I wanted Miss Columbia.
She's beautiful, too.
I wanted Miss Columbia. She was absolutely drop dead gorgeous. I mean, they had some beauty. I mean, absolutely beautiful women in the Miss Universe. Miss
Kenya?
Yes, Miss
Beautiful.
Kenya was pretty.
She was pretty. Oh, Miss Kenya. The first Miss Black Brazil.
Yes,
there.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was, I mean, just on and on.
Canada looked good.
Yeah, Canada spoke well, too.
Yes, she did. She was very articulate. She was kind of like a full-figured woman. She was very curvy.
I loved her.
Very confident. Very confident.
Miss USA was beautiful.
Miss USA.
She was.
Yeah.
Yes. She was.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Didn't they ask this lady a tall question about her height? And then...
Yeah.
Her answer was nothing by height.
But your uncle,
it was a
though.
Short-ass answer.
I think, but your uncle Blinken.
Yeah. I think the language barrier sometimes gets in the way of the questions and the answers.
But what did she say, to the effect, it was something like,
you're tall for your country.
Yeah, you're a foot taller than, I guess, the average height of women in your country. Uh-huh. And I don't want to say, I don't know if it was Miss, I don't want to say the wrong country. We have enough Miss Universe.
Yeah, we done that enough.
issues. But anyway, and so Steve was asking her, how do you feel about that? Because, you know, you're 6 feet. So she didn't look like a giant on stage because Steve is, what, about 6'2"? 6'2". So they were kind of like eye to eye.
Right.
So when he asked her that question, I said, oh, she didn't look that tall. But then he was explaining the average height.
And she didn't explain nothing.
So her answer was, it was kind of like, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
And help others or something like that.
I could see if you was reaching for something to help somebody.
It was a little off.
It was way off.
I think, if I remember correctly. Like I said, the language barrier. But
and nerves.
Yeah, and they're
and
so
nerves.
Nervous.
Because they don't know the question and it's coming, you know.
Yeah, that's part of being it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
To respond well in those type situations. But they were drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, all of them. It was so beautiful, and Steve did a great job.
Mexico was cold.
Oh, yeah, she was good. I loved her answers,
too. Thailand was good. Miss Thailand.
Miss Thailand.
Yeah, they had
it. Made me love all the countries more.
The world.
Yeah, it just made me want to embrace the world.
We met last year. Do you guys remember? We met Miss Cayman Islands. Miss Cayman Islands was, like, right there.
In the front, I saw her.
Yeah, she was in the front. The sister with the short hair. Kind of,
short haircut, rocking it.
Yeah, as well.
I stood next to her. Woo!
Yeah, Miss Cayman Islands. Tall. Yeah, we'll be going back next month.
Yes, we will. We'll get a chance to see her again. She let me wear her crown.
Really, Shirley?
Yes. It was beautiful. We had a great time there. And but all in all, I'd say the Miss Universe pageant was really pretty. And
I like the boys and men in it. That was good, too.
Yeah, boys to men performed. Yeah. Flo Rida. Yeah, he performed. Cynthia Bailey was one of the judges from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yep. She was one of the judges.
So I miss Flo Rida.
Yeah, he was at the very beginning when they introduced all of the contestants. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play highlights. We got highlights from your uncle, nephew. So we're going to play some.
Is it a lot of pauses and him reading?
It was funny, though.
Is that what you got?
He was funny, though. He was on his game, though, last night. He was like, you all are not going to do
this. Did you see how long it took before he said France?
Yes.
It's about 30 seconds. Now, y'all going to put it up there. I want it on the card and on the teleprompter. We want to see it all. Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
Throw it up there again. Very well. France!
And then when she took her walk and got her crown, Steve, good night!
Yeah, it was really
It was
fun.
Good, though. He did a good job.
Yeah.
He really did a good job.
Really did.
And again, if you missed it, we got some highlights coming. Stick around all morning. This hour, actually.
You got the tall question and that response?
I don't know if I have the tall question. We're going to let that one go.
No, we're going to play that.
We're going to be nice.
Okay.
SAG Awards were last night.
Yes, Shirley.
Denzel Washington won for Best Actor for Fences, which I think he should have won.
Absolutely.
His speech was when he got up on stage, because you know, he's like a, I won't say a Bible scholar, but he's really into the Bible. He's read it front to back, like I don't know how many times. So he's
like Book of Eli.
Yeah, exactly.
So when he did the Book of Eli and it was in Braille, he had already read it.
He had already read it, right? So he got up on stage when he won. He was stunned. You could see the look on his face. He was not expecting to win. He got up on stage and said, "I'm a God-fearing man." He said, "But I have to tell you, I had no faith in this one." He said, "I'm just going to be honest." He said, "I thought they were going to give it to the young guy." I think he was meaning Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. He said,
I saw that.
Yeah. Was it good?
Was it a good movie?
It was okay. I'm biased because I'm a Denzel fanatic. So.
Oh yeah.
But it was very good for y'all wouldn't sit through it, but for an actor to watch it, it's good. Does
it's
that
art.
Make sense?
No, we appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why I appreciated Denzel's performance so much. Viola Davis won as well.
So being a member of SAG, I get all these films sent to me.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So I haven't watched them all, but I did watch Manchester. Of course, I watched Fences. I have Jackie O to watch. I have La La Land to watch. Moonlight. I got all these things to watch. I haven't watched yet. So
he won. Mahershala Ali won for Moonlight.
What kind of SAG member am I?
We'll be back. We have much more on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the voice of Junior, who is on the plane.
Junior!
With Uncle Steve, your uncle nephew, coming back from the Philippines.
Successfully.
Yeah, successfully. Steve did a great
now,
job.
Are they going to be able to get back in the country?
See, right
Man.
There. We got to talk
about
this
I'm just saying,
now,
you got to ask today.
We have Man. To talk about this band.
We need to talk about it. I feel like we got to walk around with our freedom papers. This is getting scary. Y'all don't feel like y'all need y'all freedom papers?
This boy been in office 10 days.
And you need your freedom papers. Ain't that simple? All right, y'all going to answer my question now.
About what?
Do I need freedom papers to move around the country? I'm just asking.
Now, this is according
to CNN.
On
a serious note, this looks crazy, man.
Yeah, President Trump signed an executive order on Friday night to keep refugees from entering the country for 120 days and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations out for 3 months. The countries affected are Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. You did not hear Philippines on that list, nephew, so you don't have to worry about your uncle right now.
Oh, they're not going to keep my uncle. That's not going to happen. Now, I will go over there and get him. Now, y'all ain't going to keep him.
Nah, you might.
Yeah. Then you better have your papers.
I ain't dark enough to go home.
Yeah, this is the extreme vetting Trump promised during the campaign, but it still seems to have caught everyone by surprise. I mean, everyone was shocked by this, every single one. Trump on Sunday, still tweeting, of course, rejected the storm of criticism whipped up by his immigration measures, issuing a statement that came amid rising criticism of his move by high-profile Republicans. He says, "We will continue to show compassion to those fleeing oppression, but we will do so while protecting our own citizens and voters." The statement said, adding, "This is not a Muslim ban," because most people are calling it a Muslim ban, as the media is falsely reporting. Well, then what is it?
So So let me ask you this here, Shirley. Do his wife get to stay here?
Exactly.
Or do we send her home?
See, there you go.
What? We got to look at all of it now.
Well, he's getting, you know, the backlash. You know, yesterday, if you turned on the news, you saw thousands of people at airports.
Just stranded.
Yeah, and demonstrators also, because probably when he signed this executive order on Friday, think about people that were flying here.
Friday night.
They were
already on the plane.
That's what I'm saying.
So there wasn't a warning or anything. It was just...
No.
During the campaign.
This was one of his campaign promises. Now, I guess a warning, he let the people know at the top, but it did not come down to like TSA and,
right, and
you know, folks in the field.
But that's how you make a mess of things. But right. That's what's happening. There's a big mess at the airport.
Homeland Security officials weren't given much guidance about how the order, you know, was going to take place and all that. I mean, it was just such a mess. How the order would be implemented. They didn't know how to enforce it. Thus, it was just a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, and it still is. People don't know.
So if you got a legitimate green card, you can't use it right now?
It depends on what country.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're from. It depends on the country. I mean, you saw the protests in New York, JFK's airport, L.A., Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco, I mean, North Carolina.
Now, yes, some travelers who were in the air, like we just mentioned, when Trump signed the order, they weren't able to enter the country when they landed. Some were detained. Others were sent back to where they flew in from. I mean, just a mess. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. All right, we'll be back at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, Steve Harvey, our fearless leader, hosted the Miss Universe pageant for the second time in a row last night. We're going to play some of those highlights coming up, so don't go anywhere.
No mistakes last night.
No, he was on point. He really was. Great job, Steve. All right, nephew, we talked about it. Your uncle hosted the Miss Universe pageant last night.
No flaws, baby.
Yeah, did a great job. But we have to take you back there because he was on point. He was on fire last night. Very funny, Steve. First of all, he opened the show with this escape plan he hatched. Check it out.
Fellas, this is it. This is the plan. It went horrible for me last year. It cannot happen again. So if it happens this year and I get to the end and the same thing happened, wrong name, I got to get out of here. I can't take it. So this is an escape plan. Okay, here's the deal. Something happens at the end, I get this name wrong. I step to the right, I drop down in the trap door. You immediately send out my double. Find somebody here in the Philippines that look like me remotely. Get him out on the stage. I'm going to go up to the roof. I'm going to zip line. Look, I've measured it out. It can go, I can make it. I zip line over to the other building. I go down the steps. I get down to the bottom. There'll be a bakery truck. That's what this represents right here. It's a bakery truck waiting on me. This is my ticket out of here. I get in the bakery truck. I'm at the airport. I'm on the jet. I'm in the States.
Steve and his boys hatching an escape plan. Junior was in there too.
Junior.
Was he in the video?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I missed the opening.
Boy, that was well thought out.
Yeah, but he went on. Junior said, "Well, what about us? Is there room on the plane for us?" And Steve said, "Don't nobody know y'all, just me."
That sounds like it.
Yes.
But that was
a job, though. He got through it.
Yeah, he did. He really did a great job. Okay. He said it. Steve Harvey's back. Steve Harvey.
I know what you're thinking. Is that the guy from last year? Did they bring back that guy from last year? Well, they did. It's me. I'm back. Been a long year getting here, too, because Boy, I paid the price for last year. But one thing I learned in life, when you make a mistake, you just got to keep on moving forward, man.
Yeah. That's a lesson learned right there, Steve. And you had to play it out in front of the world. You know, when you fall off that horse, get up and get back on it. That was a great lesson, though. Funny at the same time. It made you laugh, right? Well, Miss Universe, the correct Miss Universe, Miss Philippines was there, of course. She had a just gorgeous. Dresses. She was so beautiful. Anyway, her name was Pia. She thanks Steve for her popularity.
Steve, I never got to thank you, but thank you for making me the most popular Miss Universe.
Seriously.
Well, I know, right?
Well,
how does Columbia feel about Steve? Let's ask Miss Columbia.
I'm going to just ask this with myself. How do people in Columbia feel about Steve Harvey? Ain't nobody talking to y'all.
You wanted the truth?
No, just lie to me. Just lie.
A lot of people hate you, but... but me, no, I love you.
She was so cute. That's who I wanted to win.
She
Columbia.
Was one of the
she
three finalists, right?
I wanted Miss Haiti, man.
Yeah, Miss Haiti, Miss France, and Miss Columbia were the three finalists.
Three finalists. I picked all of those. But the funny part, she said, you wanted the truth? And he said, no, just lie to me. She said, a lot of people hate you, but not me.
It's going to
be
love
real
you. About it.
Yeah, she said, a lot of people hate you. It was really fun.
But you
fun,
know
though.
This.
But you know this. You know this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really fun watching him. We know Steve so well, so we know his facial expressions. And we know he was a little nervous, but he did the doggone thing last night. He did.
He was dapper, too,
man.
Yes. He
dapper,
really was.
Dapper.
Mm-hmm.
And
he really
then
was.
The moment.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to that.
Okay, watch how long it takes before he say frame.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you so much, Pia. A year late, but thank you. Thank you, God.
Oh, she gave him glass.
Here we go. The new Miss Universe is...
How long
and if you didn't see it, it took a long time. And if you didn't see it, the Miss Universe, the former Miss Universe, Pia from the Philippines, brought him out some glasses to make sure.
That you can see what you read.
Yes, to make sure. By the way, Donald Trump sold the Miss Universe pageant back in 2015 to IMG. So he no longer owns that, in case you didn't know that. But anyway, we'll have more.
It's a lot of other stuff he's still on, though.
Yes.
10 days
that he's supposed to be then got rid of, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why you locking people out the country? You still owning all this other stuff.
What?
Locking people out the country. You're supposed to have the key to the cities and stuff. That's what you're supposed to give people.
That's
give people a key to the city and show them love. You locking the damn doors on the United States. What kind of stuff is that?
I know.
Open these doors up and let these people in here.
Well, Miss Ann is coming up. She's going to have some national news, and we'll talk more about Donald Trump. So stay right here. Wow, what a day. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, nephew, let's go to Miss Ann. She's standing
by. Let's get it. She's here. She's beautiful. She may have a key to the United States. Let's check and see.
Oh, my goodness.
The beautiful Miss Ann Tripp. Yeah.
I think I lost my keys. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning, Shirley, Carla, Tommy Jr. Good morning. Demonstrations, of course, took place in several cities and at international airports over the weekend, protesting President Trump's executive order that temporarily keeps people from seven mostly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. However, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said on ABC's This Week that the administration is standing by its position and with good reason.
We shouldn't let people just re-enter the country who are not citizens of the United States because they've gone to a place that we have concerns about. They should be asked certain questions. They should go through extreme vetting to make sure that when they re-enter this country, that they continue to do so with peaceful purposes.
However, critics of the order want to know why it keeps green card holders out of the country, too, and why there was no grace period allowed for people who were already traveling when it took effect. By the way, right. The president issued three more executive orders over the weekend. Folks are really paying attention to. Mr. Trump issued a memorandum limiting the powers of both the director of national intelligence and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, while at the same time reshuffling the National Security Council to include his controversial chief strategist, Steve Bannon. He's going to be on it. Mm-hmm. Steve Bannon ran the Breitbart News website, which has been criticized for providing a platform for the white nationalist alt-right movement. He's going to be on that panel. Some good news for Flint, Michigan. State officials say the levels of lead in Flint's drinking water, the focus of that public health crisis, have now fallen below federal limits, but they're still telling residents to use filtered water because the old lead pipes in Flint are being replaced. According to a recent study, the risk of dying from cervical cancer may be much higher than previously believed, particularly among black women. A study from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health said that African-American women are dying from cancer at a rate 77% higher than white women, who have a 47% death rate. So, sisters, we got to go to the doctors and we got to check ourselves often. Yes. Okay, often.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. On a better note, last night's Screen Actors Awards, of course, the new Muslim travel ban was mentioned by many, starting at the very beginning by actor Ashton Kutcher.
Good evening, fellow SAG-AFTRA members and everyone at home. And everyone in airports that belong in my America. Mm-hmm. You are a part of the fabric of who we are, and we love you and we welcome you.
As for the awards, the best actor went to Denzel Washington, who admits he didn't think he was going to get it. He said he thought one of the young guys were going to get it. Best comedy show cast, Orange is the New Black. Best female supporting actress was Viola Davis for Fences, where she honored the late playwright August Wilson.
What August did so beautifully is he honored the average man who happened to be a man of color. We deserve to be in the canon of any, in the center of any narrative that's written out there. And that's what August did. He elevated my father, my mother, my uncles, who had eighth and fifth grade educations. And he just encapsulated them in history. So thank you, August.
That's right. Male supporting actor Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, and for best cast in a motion picture, Hidden Figures. Yes. A Lifetime Achievement Award, by the way, given to Lily Tomlin, which, you know, well-deserved. Love her. Now back to Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody.
You sure you ain't got a key, Miss Ann?
Lost my keys. All
right. Thank you, Miss Ann.
We didn't need keys, and we were escaping terror. We had to come north. That was a little different, but we understand as black Americans how it is to try to run away from terror, because we escaped terror in the South. And some of us went to other countries like Canada. Mm-hmm. But we were lucky enough, we didn't have to go to an airport. But we did have to escape.
Yeah.
And you know how we did that. So we understand the escape from terror, as well as other people from other countries. We understand as Americans, because we had to run from terror, too.
So
all right.
That's
right.
What I'm talking about.
Thank you,
that's
Dan.
That's my missing.
Mm-hmm. Just got real.
Yeah. Do we do the box office? I'll just tell you quickly.
I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Tops of the box office was Split. That one with a guy with 21 personalities?
That's Tommy's movie, Miss
Ann. You're
going to
quit saying that.
That's his life story.
Yes, but made some more money. Hidden Figures held on to third place. So it's still hanging in there. So many people are going to see Hidden Figures. I'm so proud that they care.
That's so good.
Yeah, so it's really good. Oh, and the second in second place was A Dog's Purpose.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to see because I adore dogs.
Because you love dogs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Dog
I really
lovers.
Do. People, I don't know, but dogs, I just.
And then La La Land, number 5 with 12.1, Resident Evil, the final chapter, 13.9. That was number 4. So, yeah, good movie weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, good, how was your weekend, guys?
I went to, mine was good. I went to the NFL Experience, Houston.
Okay.
You know, what they
Super Bowl week.
Yeah, they got all these activities for kids and stuff to do. Leading up to the Super Bowl, and they got this thing called Discovery on the Green, which is outside of the big convention center where Fox
Downtown
is set
Houston.
Up. Everybody's set up and getting ready for the Super Bowls. So it's a lot of fun. So I took my son out there. We had a blast.
Yeah. I saw in the news the Atlanta Falcons arrived in Houston. And I think the Patriots, they come today, I believe. But it's on. It's getting the countdown.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know. Atlanta, I think Atlanta got a shot at this. I really do.
They got a shot. Yeah. They're here.
That Dirty Bird is something else. They score 30, 40 points a game. So it's going to be a high-scoring game to me. Now, if it ain't a high-scoring game, they don't win.
That's your prediction.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Let's go high. Go high or go home?
When they go low, we go high.
In the words of First Lady.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Well, I'm coming to Houston, too. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Aren't you going to the game, Carla?
Yes, on Sunday.
That's exciting for you, huh?
What that ticket cost?
I'm going with a friend.
Who has a son who plays in the NFL, so you know she's going to have some great seats, okay?
You know, you're always getting tickets from us, but then you mess around and get a little old Super Bowl ticket, now you don't know nobody.
I told you I'm an NFL aunt, baby, don't hate. I'm an auntie.
We'll be back with the butterfly at 18 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everyone's favorite wisecracking unk starts the party and skips the po-pos in Tyler Perry's hilarious Boo! That's right, Boo! Amadeus Halloween. Get it on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD tomorrow. Boo!
All right, the butterfly.
I'm in Boo.
Yeah, you are. The butterfly standing by, waiting in the wings with his butterfly blog. See what he has to say about this band. You know he's got something to say.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I haven't talked to him. It's been a long weekend. I have not had time to call him.
We're not going to do
this.
He's
in your head, Split.
They making money on Split, eh?
Good morning.
Shirley, Carla, Tommy, good morning. And of course, we want safe travels for Junior and Steven coming back from Panama.
Hey, Butterfly.
From the Philippines. Butterfly.
Yeah, close enough. The Philippines.
Panama, girl.
Panama.
Panama.
I knew they was in one of them peas. But I got it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But anyway, safe travels to the fellas. And good morning to Shirley, Carl, and Tommy. Hey.
Good morning, man.
What's up, Butterfly?
Flutter, flutter.
This damn Trump.
The president?
What about him?
No, Trump. He out of line. Offsides. Open these damn doors up in these countries and let these people in here.
Did you just blow the whistle?
Yeah.
Because he offsides with this one. If he don't let Steve back in, what we gonna do? Steve. He gonna be doing radio from where? Where you say? Yeah,
not
Philippines.
Panama.
From Philippines.
Yes.
From Manila.
Steve. Oh, Lord. You know, Junior can't get over there with his sickle cells and beating, can't get his medicine. That's not gonna be good.
Give me that whistle. Where you at that whistle?
You out of line.
Give me that whistle.
Mm-mm. Got all these people stranded at airports and stuff. Yeah. People need to get back home. You out of line, Trump. Up in these dials. What else did I want to talk about? Super Bowl is here.
Oh, yes.
So you know what we're doing here in the office.
What?
Okay. We're having an office pool for the game.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
All right. So it's going to be $100 a person.
Really?
Don't be mad. $100.
That's too much.
You stand to win about $1,000, though. So that's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. That's a good return. Mm-hmm.
That's expensive.
This is the one where you have the little squares and you pick numbers.
Yeah, I know what
you
it
know,
is.
You pull.
Like a pool.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, good. It's a pool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you lower the price?
Well, I said $100, didn't I?
Give me that whistle.
I wish you would. You got by my whistle.
I'm trying to grab it.
All right. So that's what we're doing. So I want everybody in the office, if you're listening to me, bring your $100.
Okay.
And I need your money tomorrow. Everybody's money tomorrow. Go to the ATM machine that's upstairs and get your money and bring it to me.
Oh, man. That's expensive.
Don't worry about it. But if we're going to get Steve Harvey to put in $500, he's not going to know we're not putting in $500. We're going to tell him everybody putting in $500. So that's going to cover a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make sure he don't win, so he'll never ask for it anyway.
How you going to do that?
What?
How you gonna do that?
I wish he would come here and try to check these records. He better be glad he could read them doggone key cards yesterday. Steve, you did good. You was reading slow. Who you look like using a third grade read? And the winner is count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. France. You got it right. Ooh, didn't he look like he was hooked on finding? And then coming to the stage is Miss Panama.
He did well, though. He did. He did a great job.
I was just looking at the TV. I was like, ooh, my baby can read.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Don't listen. Don't wait. Hey, listen. Don't wait to surprise your friends and loved ones with Valentine's bouquets that wow. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering 18 red roses for only $29.99. That's right. Or you can upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com right now. Click on the radio icon and enter code STRAWBERRY. And if you'd like to catch our full interview with the CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Chris McCann, go to SteveHarvey.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Steve Harvey Morning Show's 1-800-Flowers Year of Flowers sweepstakes. How fun is that, right? Receive a bouquet or send a bouquet every month of 2017. So go to SteveHarvey.com to enter for a chance to win. Ooh, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yay, yay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right on time, Shirley.
I know, right? Yeah.
I don't know who put Valentine's so close to Christmas. That's just crazy.
Oh, there you go. See, there you go.
Y'all don't see the hard part of this?
Cannot with what? You. You're married now. Stop.
And her birthday in January. This is a mess.
Yes.
Christmas, January, Valentine, then Mother's Day around the corner. It's too much.
We're going to talk more about the SAG winners last night.
Yeah.
With your permission.
Woo! All right, last night, as we mentioned earlier, last night it was the SAG Award, the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Man, it was star-studded room there.
Yes.
Star-studded. Congratulations going out to Denzel Washington. He won for Best Actor for Fences. Emma Stone for La La Land. I really have to see that. I want to see that. It's a modern-day musical. Emma Stone mm-hmm. and Ryan Gosling. She took home a SAG Award. So many people. And Hidden Figures, if you haven't seen that movie, please make it your business to see it.
Yes.
It is so good.
So good.
How in the world could this be left out of the history books? That is crazy. It came in number 3 at the box office, by the way, too, so it's still making money. It mm-hmm. made $14 million over the weekend. Anyway, the cast won for Best Movie, and Taraji P. Henson, with her beautiful dress, she had this to say. Take a listen.
These women did not complain about the problems, their circumstances, you know, the issues. We know what was going on in that era. They didn't complain. They focused on solutions. Therefore, these brave women helped put men into space. We cannot forget the brave men that also worked with us. God rest his soul in peace. John Glenn. Yeah. This story is of unity. This story is about what happens when we put our differences yes. aside and we come together as a human race. We win. Love wins every time. Thank you so much for appreciating the work we've done. Thank you so much for appreciating these women. They are hidden figures. No more. Thank you.
All right, yes. Taraji, what a speech, man.
Love it.
That gave me chills,
Can I say something?
What?
Now, y'all know I love me some Taraji.
Cook it.
She's sexy as all get out to me. You know that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But can I say this to women? When y'all shave off one side, it's what?
You gonna stop talking today.
I can't say that.
Well, you're
I can't grab your head and your head feel like mine. It was sexy, but did it skip? When I grab it, I don't want
to. It wasn't that much.
You're referring because Taraji had a part of her hair
she got
shaved
a new
off on the left
going
side.
On.
Yeah, yeah, she's rocking a new style.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. When
again,
I grab it,
Hidden
I can't
Figures
like
won outstanding performance
Thank
by a
you.
Cast in a motion
yes.
picture. We'll be back with a
once again.
Prank.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, strawberry letters, subject hopeless, romantic. That just sounds like drama, right? It's too clean, so you know it's something beneath that. Subject again, strawberry letter, hopeless, romantic. But before we get into that, of course, the nephew has a prank phone call. What you got, Neff? Something crazy.
Bumping grain.
R. Kelly song? What?
Bump and grind.
I don't see okay. nothing wrong.
Say it with me, everybody together. Bump and grind. Carla, I said, say it. You better say it.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Bump and grind, that's a prank call. Check it out. You're gonna like this show.
Okay.
Ursha, baby.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marcus. Marcus.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listen.
Hold on. Let me turn the radio down for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I live in an apartment building that you just moved into. I live in A, and you live above me in A.
Uh-huh.
I actually got your number from the leasing office. I told them I wanted to welcome you to the apartment building, man, but I don't want to really raise no eyebrows, but I was really calling about, you know, first of all, let me go ahead and say welcome to the building, man. I hope that you and your is that your wife that lives with you?
First of all, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But why would you need to have my number to do that? You could have just came and knocked on my door, man.
Well, yeah. Well, see, what I really called and got the number was, kind of reach out to you, man. I don't be wanting to start no trouble with nobody or nothing like that. I be wanting to, you know, I want my neighbors to be cool with me, and I want to be cool with my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reaching out, man, because, you know, the noise, man. I work at night, and I sleep during the day, man. But it seems like since you guys moved in, man, in the middle of the day, it's you know, I know what it's like to have a lady.
Wait, hold up. You're hearing noises coming from my place in the middle of the day?
Right. I mean, I'm guessing I'm hearing you making love to your lady, man. I mean,
Nah, man. You know what it is? You might be hearing something from another unit, man. It's definitely not coming from us because I'm at work and my girl is there, but she's on the computer. You know, she's looking for a gig right now. Hello?
Okay. Wait a minute now. So you live in apartment A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I live in A. Your bedroom is above my bedroom.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You telling me that you hearing noises that sound like somebody's making love coming from my crib at this time of day, and I'm not there, and only my woman is there? Dude, man, you know, again, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I appreciate you calling and you know, neighbor and all that. Yeah, you said you went, right?
Yeah.
Look, man, look, I mean, you called me, all right? So let's get to the bottom of this one time. You saying you hear noise. What kind of noise are you hearing exactly? Tell me.
Hey, you know what, man? This is probably just a big mistake. I mean, maybe she's just hanging some pictures or something, bro. I apologize for calling.
Pictures, man. We ain't even bought no pictures yet. I mean, you calling me like you hear a jackhammer going off in my crib. You talking about, man?
Hey, man. Listen, Marcus. I apologize.
No. My man, you telling me I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what you are, but I'm a man. You calling me, telling me you hearing noises coming from my crib that sound like somebody's. And now you're telling me don't worry about it? Maybe you made a mistake.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is maybe it's just a legitimate mistake. All I'm saying, maybe she's hanging some pictures or moving some furniture or something like that.
Ain't no pictures, man. I keep telling you that. Ain't no pictures. Ain't nobody hanging. It shouldn't be no noise coming from my crib.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to start no trouble, man.
Well, you done started some man. What you telling me?
Hey, man, all I was calling about was trying to get a decent rest, man. I work at night, bro. That's all I'm talking about, man. I'm not trying to.
I don't give a if you work the graveyard shit. I don't care. You calling me, telling me about my crib that I just moved into. You hearing noises. Ain't no going on like that, man. I don't even believe it. You got the right address. Where you live at, man? You live on Fifth Road?
Yes, man, in apartment A, and your place is above mine, man.
Hold on, man. Let me pull this over, man. Hold on one second, man. Because you talking so
dude, hey, man, look, I'm not trying to have no trouble, man. I'm not trying to have no trouble, man.
You're working there, dude. I do 50 hours a week, man. I don't need to hear no like this.
Okay, Okay, dog. All I'm saying is, man, I thought you was making love to your woman, man. That's what I thought. That's why I called you to ask y'all to keep the noise down.
I ain't making love to my wife. I ain't even in my house right now. I'm on my radio. Trust that. He gonna hear this, okay? And I'm coming right to your crib to hear it. I ain't hearing from your crib.
No, hold on. Hold the hell up, dude. You're not coming to my apartment to hear nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
If I ain't, I whip your don't talk that to me. You don't know me.
I ain't letting you in my house, man, about no man that you got going on upstairs. You got to control your woman, man. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Don't tell me nothing about my woman. You don't even know my woman.
I know she been up there weighing it out for the last 2 weeks between 12 and 2. I know that.
You got to be you talking a gang of man. I'm coming to your house.
You ain't coming to my apartment, man. I'm not it. Hey, man, listen. No. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm telling you.
You got trouble. I'm coming to your crib, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening?
Coming from my crib. I ain't even home.
I got one more thing I need to say, all right? All right?
You better be telling me you're opening the door.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What the?
Hey, do you live in, man? Step away from, hey, please. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank you, man.
Oh, oh,
are you at day?
Dude, I'm right outside my apartment, man. I'm ready to blow that thing up, man.
This Nephew Tommy? This Tommy, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man. Tommy, you had me going, man. I was coming to up, man. I'm serious, man.
I got one more thing I gotta ask before I let you go, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, without a doubt.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry lettuce.
All right, subject: hopeless romantic. Dear Steve and Shirley, I need help. I am a married woman with 3 kids. I've been married 12 years. My husband is an amazing provider and father, but we lack romance in our marriage. We don't have any issues in the bedroom, but our marriage has no romance at all. I am not a high-maintenance female, and I have told my husband what I want and what I like. He just doesn't get it. I only ask that he celebrates my birthday each year. I could care less about the other holidays. I have been disappointed on my past 10 birthdays. I only like one type of flower. I have shown him the type of flower I like, and I sent him samples over the years. We have even gone to a florist together for me to point some flowers out, and still I want to scream. So for my birthday this year, I got flowers, but not the ones I like. How could it be? I need romance and surprises. We have had counseling to help him bring the romance back, and I don't want to give up on us. I am starting to understand why some guys have a side chick. I know it's not the way to think, according to my pastor. I'm just a hopeless romantic. What can I do? Please help. You're going to break up over some flowers? Really? Really? You have every right to feel how you feel and to want what you want. I mean, you really do. And since you want flowers, may I suggest 1-800-FLOWERS? Because they will hook you up. Thank you very much. 1-800-FLOWERS, 100% smile guarantee. But, I mean, I have to tell you that I think you're doing too much. I really do. I mean, no one wants to be nagged or bullied or coerced or pushed into buying flowers. I mean, it should be natural. It should just come because he wants to do it for you. If you want flowers, I mean, let him know. Let him know in a nice way. Okay, you've done that. But it just doesn't seem like you've done it in a nice way. Sounds like you're bullying him. You're taking him all over town. I want these flowers from this shop. I want to do this. Come on now. Come on. Really? I don't think you should throw it all away just because just because of marriage. I mean, just because of flowers. I don't think you should throw your whole marriage away on this. You understand why some guys have a side chick. You mean you would cheat on your husband because he doesn't buy you flowers? Really? And you're right. It's not the way to think. And your pastor was right in telling you that. Yeah, you're a hopeless romantic. And, you know, you say he's great in the bedroom. You say he's an amazing provider and an amazing father. I mean, what more do you want? Buy your own flowers at this point. Really, you have so much. I mean, no one's perfect. I'm sure you're not perfect either. You're not going to get just everything you want all the time. You know, I think this is more on you than it's on him. You've shown him. You've done it. He should, as a husband, know that they're important to you and want to do that for you. Of course, happy wife, happy life. But if he doesn't, you can't make a grown person do anything. You have to change yourself. You're the one that's got to make that change. And, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, you know, 1-800-Flowers.com. Tommy.
What are you huffing and puffing about?
What kind of damn flowers do you want? You don't need help. You need a gardener. You need a florist. You need a landscape designer. That's what you need. You done got on this man damn nerve with these flowers. It has not happened in the last 10 years. What make you think it's finna happen now? What kind of flowers is you looking for? Daffodils? Is that what you want? Huh? You orchards, what they call them? Orchards, is that what you want?
Orchids, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yes. What is it you want that he can't find? Is it lilies? Is it lilies? Cactuses. It's got to be cactus.
A cactus?
It must be that plant got the medicine in it, aloe vera. Is it aloe vera? You trying to break it and spread it on your face? Is that what it is?
She's doing them.
Them hibiscus. It must be them hibiscus we're looking for.
Hibiscus.
What are you looking for? Lotus. I didn't know lotus. I thought lotus was this thing in the trees. You can't hear what they're saying.
Locust.
What is it?
God.
Is he crazy?
Yes, get him.
Or the Venus flytrap. They catch bugs and stuff when they come by and close up on them. Is that what you look? What is you looking for?
What kind of flowers?
You got to go there and ask the people and tell them. I promise you, go down there to the floor. They got roses, lilies, tulips, gardenias. You name it. Say it with me. Roses, lilies, tulip, gardenias. You name it. They all over the place. You're going to let one flower shut this down.
Yes.
The whole thing. Maybe you want a big flower, like a reef or something that they put on a casket. Is that what you want?
A what?
A reef.
With that F? Because it's a T-H. Wow.
It's a reef.
Wow, Tommy.
Nobody divorced nobody had no damn flowers. Go down there and buy you one of them corsages they wear for prom and go on about your business and wear it on your arm till it just get dingy and nasty.
We'll
roses,
be back.
Lilies, tulips, gardenias, you name it!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back to this letter. Written by a woman who has three kids. She's been married 12 years. She says her husband is an amazing provider and father. He's great in the bedroom. They don't have any issues in the bedroom, but she says they lack romance in their marriage. She says she's not high maintenance, but she's told her husband what she wants and what she likes. He just doesn't get it. She says she only asks that he celebrates her birthday each year. She doesn't care about any other holiday. She doesn't care about Christmas. She doesn't care about Easter, about the 4th, any of that, Labor Day. She only cares about her birthday, and she only wants flowers. To her, that's romantic if her man brings her flowers. And she says she's sent him the type of flower that she likes, and they've gone to the florist together to pick out the flowers. And she says, and still he doesn't get her the right flower. How hard could it be? So for her birthday this year, she got flowers, but not the one she likes.
Shut up. She getting on my nerves.
Yes.
She got on my
nerves.
She's too
much. She's too pushy. She's too pushy. She's too naggy. She's too bossy. And like I said really earlier, call 1-800-Flowers.com. Go to their website and call them. But anyway, she's thinking about leaving him behind this, giving up on the marriage and maybe getting a side piece or something. She says she understands why some guys have a side chick. What?
Not behind no damn flowers,
what?
Though.
What? He's a great father, great provider. He's great in the bedroom. Like I said, people aren't perfect. You're not going to find a perfect person out there.
Shirley, do she want some sunflowers?
She might.
Is that where the sunflower seeds at? Maybe she's just hungry.
She wants flowers, and it's got to be this particular flower on her birthday or else, or she's leaving.
Is it an African violet? Is it something we can't get our hands on?
She didn't say what kind of flower it was.
Honeysuckle. Ain't that the one the hummingbird be with?
She just said.
Huh?
Trying to figure it out.
Magnolias? Is it magnolias?
No, I don't, she didn't say.
She didn't say
she
which
didn't
flower.
Say. It
just, okay, if she do this, because I know what she want.
What?
If she gets some calamine lotion and put that on her arm.
What is that for?
Because what I want her to do is get you a weed and poison ivy corsage.
Sick of you, huh?
And when it get on your nerve, just smoke that and keep on. I'm sorry. Carl, I'm trying to help her. I don't know how to help. I'm just trying to help her. She might want some calla lilies. I don't know.
She's too much. She needs to sit down. I mean, you can want what you want, but if you're not getting it, she sounds like she's nagging him all the time. Look, this is the kind of flower I want. Let's go here. I sent you the kind of flowers I want. Why don't you give me these flowers? Why, you know, it's too much.
I thought all ladies like roses.
Well, you know what?
You can never go wrong with roses.
As women,
I
we
love
like,
roses.
Yeah, like roses. We like flowers. I love flowers. As women, we like flowers. So he's
Ain't Rose is supposed to be a girl's best friend?
That's diamonds, baby.
Diamonds, precious.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Oh.
Big difference.
Okay.
He sent
her
flowers.
Don't want no diamonds. She wants some damn flowers.
No, she doesn't just want any flower. She wants one particular flower. Because he sent her flowers and she still wasn't happy. There's just no pleasing her.
It's cabbage flowers.
You just consider
greens.
A cabbage.
Collard greens.
I mean, they look like little flowers before you put them in the pot.
You're stupid for real.
You don't see that?
Uh-uh.
Come on. Meat, greens, tomatoes, bananas. You name it. You don't see this, sir?
No, I don't see it.
I think broccoli, they look like little trees. Are them like flowers?
Instead of some broccoli.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. When we come back, we have a special friend of the morning show,
special guest.
Longtime friend. He's out doing his own thing, but he's back now with something very special. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about cooking, something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, right.
Baking.
I'm the cook here. Way before you.
We'll talk about it.
Shirley, how's your boiling water tactics? How you working with that?
Oh, man, I'm trying, Tommy.
Yeah, still burning it, huh?
But we're going to talk about baking, too, not just cooking.
I know that this person coming up can bake.
You got to cook before you bake. Cook before
it's
you bake.
It's a surprise.
Rashawn McDonald in the building.
Uh-oh. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Oh, I got to have a drum roll. Come on, Cat Dog. Give me a drum roll. Joining us right now, legendary producer, writer, and promoter. He was Uncle Steve's business manager for over 2 decades and 9 days. Get this. Check it out. The man is baking. Yes. He has developed quite a passion for baking in the last few years. And today, you can catch him on the Steve Harvey Talk Show using the perfect bake scale. He's our good friend. That's right. Put your hands together, the one, the only, straight up out of Houston, Texas. My man, the one and only, Mr. Rashawn McDonald.
Rashawn!
I had to throw Houston in there. I had to throw that in there.
Tell me. Thank you. That was it.
Rashawn.
That was a star introduction now.
That's what you're supposed to get, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm out there baking, man. And the Super Bowl, I'll be going into Houston. I'm in Atlanta right now. I fly to Houston on Tuesday, fly out on Sunday, so I want to pay that sky-high Super Bowl ticket, probably airline ticket. You know, I ain't crazy.
Right.
And so, but I'm on Steve's talk show today, and I'm baking, y'all. I'm baking and eating and baking.
Now, we see you on the gram all the time with these fabulous, fabulous-looking desserts, Rashawn. Oh, my God. Now, you just announced a contest for your fans of of your baking. So tell us about the contest and the prize.
Okay, cool. First of all, listen up, everybody. This is a contest where, you know, this is Rashawn McDonald speaking. I will travel to your home now. This is Rashawn talking now. I will travel to your home, apartment, condo, and bake six of my recipes or desserts in your kitchen using my Perfect Baked Pro skill. I will come to your house and bake. And, you know, and here's the deal. You know, people go, what type of recipe he going to bake?
Yeah.
What kind of desserts he going to bake? Well, look at here. I got over 50 baking recipes. Peach cobbler, red velvet cupcakes, sweet potato pie, baked banana pudding, coconut cake, lemon layer cheesecake, brown sugar, monkey bread. See, when you listen to me talk, you get hungry, don't you? Get hungry.
Hang on, Rashawn, because we're going to tell the people how to enter the contest. We'll do that when we come back. Our special guest, our friend, we love him, the one
I'm
and only
on
Rashawn.
I want some pudding.
Rashawn the Baker McDonald. We'll be back at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, you know it's Monday, so we have to talk to you, see what you did over the weekend. We're going to do weekend confessions with a nephew. That's coming up right at the top of the hour, 877-29-STEVE. Then the craziness continues. Steve Harvey, of course, hosted the Miss Universe pageant last night. We'll have some excerpts from that. But, of course, up next, we're going to talk to our good friend, our old buddy, Mr. Rashawn McDonald. He's got a contest. He could come to your house and bake something for you. I'm entering. We'll talk to him right after
you
this.
You need to.
All right. Back to Rashawn McDonald, master baker. Baker, I said.
I love
yes. With the perfect bake skill. Now we're talking about this contest.
Because he's going to people's house.
Yes. Tell us about the contest and how can people enter? Because this sounds like fun.
Okay, cool.
I want to enter.
You can register right now by going to SteveHarveyTV.com. Go to SteveHarveyTV.com, and you can register for a contest where I will come to your house, apartment, condo, and I will bake in your kitchen six desserts for my recipe app using my Perfect Bake Pro scale. I'm baking in your house. I will bring all the food. There's no charge to you.
They don't have to have anything at their house, Mac. They don't need nothing. You bring it at all.
Just an oven. They got to have an oven, Tom. They got to have an oven. They got to have an oven.
You do not have an oven.
Well, I got to get an oven. Okay.
Got to put it in an oven. Now,
your baby's easy bake is not an oven.
Not an oven. I will bake six desserts. I have over 50 recipes. And like I said, from peach cobbler to sweet potato pies to coconut cakes to red velvet cookies. And I will just look at my 50 recipes at my Perfect Bake app. When you select those six recipes, tell me what you want when you register, and then I will tell you, I will come to your house. No questions asked. If you know, and here's the thing about it. If you have a special occasion, you want me to come in and you win, like a family reunion or Thanksgiving.
Birthday, anniversary.
A birthday, and you say, Rashawn, I won. Can you come to my house for Thanksgiving weekend? I'll come to your house Thanksgiving weekend and bake all six desserts for that special occasion or that wedding occasion. Or if you win, you say, can you bring 10 friends to watch me bake? They can do that too. All I know is this. If you want some fresh, fantastic Southern home style desserts from Rashawn McDonald, Rashawn McDonald, you go to SteveHarveyTV.com right now, and you can register, and you will win an opportunity for me to come in there with my suit on, with my food on,
baking a suit,
suit and apron.
I don't do that apron. Okay, I don't do no apron. I don't know what that. I started out doing that apron, Tommy. And Shirley Carla, and that I realized that ain't me. I don't get dirty when I bake because Perfect Bake.
Oh,
no measuring
cup,
no measuring spoon.
Oh.
I don't get dirty.
Well, I'm going to enter the contest. I'm going to change my name so I can be eligible.
No, Shirley. This is for people that don't know me, okay?
Oh.
Give them a shot. Give them a
shot.
Dang
it.
People that don't know me.
Let me say this, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me say this. I'm vouching that I have tried it. It is good because we did the tour. I got people inside my head, and on the last tour date, we were in Chicago, Illinois. Rashawn invited us up to his apartment. He baked a whole spread, and let me tell you, the boy was off the chain.
Yeah, awesome. We were bouncing off the walls because of all the sugar, but it was so good.
It was good.
It was so good.
And so that's what I want. You know, it's a give back. You know, I'm doing it on Steve's talk show. But, you know, I produced this morning show for over 15 years.
Yeah.
And I have fans on this morning show. You guys are my friends. And I thought it was crazy if I didn't come on the talk show, on the radio show, and tell my radio fans and people who listen to the morning show, you got over 8 million listeners. Look, go to Steve. Hey, Tommy. Shut down the site, dog. Do what you do. You know how you do that thing where you just drive people to SteveHarveyTV.com.
Steve Harvey Nation.
Come on,
rise
come
up.
Call the Steve Harvey Nation out, Tommy.
Thank you, Rashawn. We love you so much.
I got you right now. Watch me.
Okay.
Steve Harvey Nation, rise up. Y'all better get ready. The one and only Mr. Rashawn McDonald. You can get him to come to your home, and he can bake inside your house. All you need is an oven. That's it. If you got an easy bake, it is not the place to go. Go to www.steveharveytv.com, steveharveytv.com, and you can get my man Rashawn McDonald to come to your house and cook you some things with the perfect bait, some things that you do not know how to do. And I promise the banana pudding is off the chain. Take that from me.
It's all good.
I put my stamp on the pudding.
Thank you, Rashawn. We'll be watching for you.
We love you, man.
We'll be watching you today.
Bye-bye.
Call me, man.
All right, as we mentioned, Steve is on a flight. He and Junior on a flight on their way back from the Philippines.
So they allowed them to come back?
Well, they're on the flight. They're on the flight. It's a 17-hour flight, right? Last night, just to open the show, Steve had a great opening bit because he had to come back. He's a comedian and do some jokes. Here's his this escape plan he rigged up from Miss Universe last night. Check it out.
Fellas, this is it. This is the plan. It went horrible for me last year. It cannot happen again. So if it happens this year and I get to the end and the same thing happened, wrong name, I got to get out of here. I can't take it. So this is an escape plan. Okay, here's the deal. Something happens at the end and I get this name wrong. I step to the right. I drop down in the trap door. You immediately send out my double. Find somebody here in the Philippines that look like me remotely. Get him out on the stage. I'm going to go up to the roof. I'm going to zip line. Look, I measured it out. I can make it. I zip line over to the other building. I go down the steps. I get down to the bottom. There'll be a bakery truck. That's what this represents right here. It's a bakery truck waiting on me. This is my ticket out of here. I get in the bakery truck. I'm at the airport. I'm on the jet. I'm in the States.
Love it. Turns out you didn't need it, though, Steve Harvey. Right. Turns out you didn't need it. And here you go with the winner. And right before he announced the winner, Pia, Miss Philippines from 2016, brought him
Miss
out.
Universe. Yeah.
The glasses, some glasses. But here we go. Number 7, Kat. Listen.
Thank you so much, Pia. A year late, but thank you. Thank you, God.
A year late.
Here we go. The new Miss Universe is France.
Nailed it.
He got it right. Yeah.
Ooh, he was scared though, wasn't it? How long was the pause?
It was long. It was a few seconds. Yeah, it was long. It really was, but congratulations to Steve.
I think it was for dramatic effects,
yeah,
too.
It was. Congratulations to Steve, to Miss France. Wow, she was beautiful. So was Miss Haiti, Miss Columbia.
Miss Haiti was woohoo!
Yeah,
Columbia,
yeah.
All of them were beautiful.
Steve, looks like he had a good time and he was more relaxed, too. So, anyway.
When he looked relaxed to you?
He looked pretty
relaxed.
He
was on edge the whole time.
Well, how was he reading the teleprompter and the cue code?
Like he was hooked on funny. And the winner is.
All right, weekend confessions coming up next. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. That was a movie?
I
finished it.
You finished watching?
I finished watching New Edition.
It was so good. It was just so good. I mean, they broke records, all kinds of records. 19 million people watched the New Edition story over three nights. I mean, just a fantastic story, and oh my God, Bobby Brown.
Man.
Baby, that Bobby was
Bobby?
Off the chain.
I didn't know you was over there doing all of that.
He was the David Ruffin of New Edition.
I'm really going to prank you now, Bobby. I promise you I am.
That's a guarantee, huh, Tommy? Ooh,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. That boy playing Ralph Tresvant was bringing it.
He was very good.
He was bringing it.
Rashear Gray, he was phenomenal.
Boy, he was Michael Bivins. He talked like him. He walked like him. He was dancing.
What a talent. They were all good, man. Luke James. I mean, Johnny Gill. He played Johnny Gill. I mean, just so good. So
but what I did not know about Ricky Bell's, I didn't know he had a drug.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
I did not know that.
He hit it pretty good.
Yeah, I did not. But he went to rehab and, you know, got his life together. And BBD continued on. And
I know. What a great movie.
Here we are today. Now I'm waiting on the Jodeci story.
I know. I was thinking Jodeci, Boyz II Men, En Vogue. So many. You know, get some of the girl groups in there as well. But yeah, Jodeci.
I got to hear about Casey JoJo. I got to see.
That's all you want.
What made New Edition so great, though, was the fact that they started as little bitty boys, just little kids. And they, I mean, their career
from
expanded.
The projects in Boston.
32 years. Man. Yeah, 32 years. Yeah. But Wood Harris, phenomenal job. Tank.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This Brooke Payne, the manager.
Great job.
Gerald Busby. I mean, just it was a phenomenal story. Whoever did the movie did a great job. And I see why over 19 million people watched it.
Tank impressed me this time.
You. Tank was good.
Shout out to Tank.
Tank.
Gerald Busby. I'm always Faison Love fan.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Maurice Starr.
And the moms, Lisa Nicole Carson.
Boy, them mamas.
When Lisa Nicole
was ready to get their ass out that ghetto. You hear me?
Just see me on this phone. Ooh, who hasn't heard that?
No, when the last time you seen a line busy?
Okay, right. Exactly.
Oh, Carol, Bobby's mom. They were all on the phone talking about Bobby.
And she couldn't get through?
I know. Monica Calhoun, Lala.
Yes, you guys were great.
I mean, really, a great movie. You should be very
great
proud.
Great cast, man.
Very proud. Michael Rappaport,
he was good as Gary, the manager.
He was good.
It was just a fantastic movie.
Really, really great movie. Yeah.
Again, BET, let's get on with this Jodeci story because I need to hear about Devontae with Timbaland and all that. And that era right there. Let's bring that out.
That would be good.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
Remember, I said it first.
All right. So it's time for Weekend Confessions. We just had a weekend. What a crazy weekend it was in America, just with everything that's going on in the news and everything. But
the travel ban, the executive order that the president signed.
Yeah, but a little closer to home, nephew.
That's
call
who
us
need to
if
call
you
and confess him.
Trump. Nephew, well, anyway, call us, 877-29-STEVE, if you want to confess. But, nephew, I thought you had something, but we're going to go to the phone.
I mean, I can confess if you won't mind now.
No, we'll go to Victoria. Victoria, line one.
Okay, we'll go to Victoria. I'll tell y'all later on. I ain't scared to say what I did. Victoria.
Good evening. Oh, wait. Good morning. Good morning.
You're still at it, huh?
You still out from last night?
It's been a long one, y'all. It's been a long one.
It's been a crazy one.
All right, talk to me, baby. What's your confession?
Well, I just want y'all to know that I'm freshly 21, and I'm in school. So this weekend, I decided to take the whole weekend and treat myself and a few other people as well. And I've been talking to this dude for about two to three months now. He's a twin. And the only difference between him and his brother is a small beauty mark on his neck that you have to kind of look kind of hard for. Mm-hmm. So he texts me, you know, let's get together this evening, go out for a few drinks and see what's going on. Okay, I go to his place and him and his brother do stay together. So I go there and Anthony, oh, Lord, Jesus, I just said the man's name on radio. My friend is not there. His brother's there, so he opens the door, and we just chilling. He said he's going to be right back. He went and got some cordials for his liquor for the night. Apparently, we're not going out, and we're going to have some friends over. A nice little...
Ooh, today, little, Victoria. Come on.
Little gathering. So, you know, a few minutes pass by, minutes turn into about 45 minutes, so we decide to start drinking, just waiting. And as soon as we start drinking, things get a little cozy and comfortable, and we decide to go to his room. Now, I should have known something was up when I look over the door seal and it say BBR. I ain't ask about it until it kind of hit me that BBR stands for the Boom Boom Room. So I'm going in there.
Anyway.
Just laying down and going on about my business. And next thing you know, we get a little hot and heavy, and there's a knock on the door. Two knocks and a door turn. And it's exactly who I'm talking to, the brother. Do I tell y'all that I wrap myself in a sheet and go out the window?
Okay.
And I ain't never heard from him since.
Wow. That's okay, a confession, Victoria. Right there. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
You didn't see the beauty mark on the neck when y'all started?
No, there were.
See,
drinking.
He has one.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
sick of a time.
Yeah, I ain't got time, Victoria. Okay. That story okay. was long,
yeah, it was a long
drawn
story.
Out.
It was a long, and she's so and young.
Predictable.
She's so young. Yeah,
yeah 21. She's too young.
And we
yeah,
knew what was going to happen.
And then they just started drinking till late. I could tell they were cheering. Come on, who next?
Line four, Marie out of Tennessee.
Marie.
Mm-hmm. Line four.
Hello, Marie.
Okay, let's go to line three and talk to Monica first out of North Carolina.
Okay, Monica, it is. Monica.
Nephew.
What it do, baby? Good morning to you.
Nephew. Good morning, crew. Nephew, guess what I did this weekend?
Talk to me.
Uh-oh. I have a current boyfriend, but when he went out of town and everything, I was experimental, and I slept with his sister.
Okay. Wait, what?
Didn't go the way you thought. You thought she was going to say, brother, didn't you?
Well, you just scared me half to death. Okay,
what?
So wait,
what,
let's
Monica?
Back up. Monica, so your man went out of town.
You heard
and you
her.
Slept with his sister.
Yes, and I enjoyed every minute. But now, nephew, yeah. I'm just in between on which one I want to be with because now she wants to be with me.
So now you're torn between two siblings.
Like the song by LaToya Luckett, yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
The song was just torn, though.
Yeah. The song ain't had a damn thing to do with what you're talking about. Let's get that straight right there.
It was just torn.
That ain't just torn. It wasn't even told. It still wasn't what you're talking about.
Ooh, this segment right here, Weekend Confessions. If you have one, call us 877-29-STEVE because how what, my, nephew?
No, you know what? How my segment scared the hell out of me today?
I know. What is it, though?
I ain't here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. But damn.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We're in the middle of the nephew's weekend confessions, so deep that they even scared him, and that's a first. You have a confession yourself, and then we'll go back to the phones when we come back. 877-29-STEVE. Come on, Michael.
Please, Mike.
Scared, nephew. Scared your own self. All right.
Back to the phones we go. 877-29-STEVE. It's the nephew. Give me a call. This is Weekend Confessions. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. Y'all scared me today, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, I don't know if this one won't scare you. Line four, Marie out of Tennessee.
Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, baby. Good morning to you.
Hi, honey.
Good morning.
Give me your confession. What happened?
Okay, well, my husband is deployed. He's in Kuwait. And so he has been gone for about a month. So this past weekend, I went to an adult store and I bought some things.
Okay. You went to the adult store.
Mm-hmm.
How much? You bought a lot of stuff?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't really see nothing wrong with this part,
careful.
Though, Marie.
Yeah,
I'm cool. We're gonna stay on this side of the line. Say again.
I said compared to some other things I've heard, it's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, this
yeah.
morning on your segment, she means
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, how many toys you bought, baby?
I bought about four.
Oh, yeah. That'll hold you there.
They call them toy friends, not boyfriends, but toy friends.
Toy friends. Mm-hmm. You like them?
They work pretty well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You want to wrap this call up?
Okay. This is getting good. I want to unveil this call.
How much more unveiling do you need?
I mean, it's only so much she can say.
How can I say this here?
Oh, you're going to make me hit you.
How hard. Often do... I can't say it like that. You're getting a lot of usage out of them?
Yeah, I'm putting some miles on them, yeah.
Some miles? Baby, you just got them. Miles? Really? Okay. When does hubby come back?
He come back in December.
Ah, you're going to need some batteries. Okay. Okay. But you know what? I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at your decision, your option. That was a good option. Ride it out to December. I ain't mad. I ain't trying to not ride me. Right.
Uh huh. See, oh, look at that.
Marie,
thank you, dear. Yeah. So tell me, you have a confession of your own. Tell us quickly what happened.
Y'all gonna think shame of me.
Well, probably. But
what
go
difference
ahead.
Does it
no,
make?
No, we won't. We won't laugh.
Okay, y'all know the Miss Universe
judge.
Pageant was on last night, right?
Right. Yeah. Your uncle hosted. Right.
I watched the whole thing naked. What? You ain't never seen me to go,
We gotta go. Back-to-back jams coming up.
I'm the only one watching naked.
Yeah, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Happy Valentine's Day is coming up. Ooh, get your flowers. Come on, Carla, with your back-to-backs.
Girl, Lauryn Hill.